Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I've told you guys, I can see dirt bags from a mile away and see them early, and it's really not hard to see once you see narratives are pushed on you too hard. But so I can't take much credit, but I'm gonna keep pounding the truth of it anyway. That when all of a sudden in Russia, Ukraine, on any old gas station, pay with your card deal, it says, support Ukraine. It's meant for your little brain to go, man, if it's sitting right here on this card, it must be the right thing to support. There's nothing to question about the Russia-Ukraine war. So my mind doesn't work like that. My mind is like the opposite. It says, no, that's unprecedented. Therefore, they're trying to change things and get it past us without us thinking about it. And program us. And I'm not going to put up with that bullshit. And so, no, I am not supporting Ukraine. You bastards are already going to support them enough with my taxpayer money and my debt dollars. So, hell no, not philosophically, spiritually, individually, am I going to support them in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, based on you trying to adjust the entirety of the baseline of what we're supposed to understand as reality, I'm going to specifically be suspicious of the whole shebang. So, we're going to end this war. We're going to end this war. We're going to end this war. How long's it been going on now? 10 and a half months that we're going to end this war. And every time Trump turns around and say, no, seriously, bro, Zelensky, seriously, end it. Like, enough people have died. And Zelensky's like, well, I've been working on it, Trump. And he's like, well, have it done by Thanksgiving. And then he's like, well, definitely have it done by Christmas. And I keep telling you people, if you want him to be done with the war, simply stop funding it. Simply say, that's too bad, defense contractors. I don't care. Okay? We are contributing towards death. We're contributing towards some decent percentage of a reproduction age population of men being gone from their culture, gone from their country. Zelensky does not care about that. And as he goes, no, don't want to do peace, 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 kind of like Israel, but for different reasons. We know that they're just supremacists who they just want the land, and they'll come up with any excuse because that's supposed to be their damn land. But instead, for Zelensky, it's like, nope, the WEF who put me here, and the Europeans, the part of the Europeans who say we must continue this war, I am loyal to them. I will continue this war so that Russia is more depleted, and I don't care about my population. I'm an actor. Okay, I once did like, what was it? He did some kind of acting with his dick, and I don't mean porn. Whatever crazy thing that was, I can't remember. But he's an actor. Okay, he was put in, placed as a WEF puppet slash loyalist, just like many others were, like Justin Castro. And no, that's not a Freudian slip if you have not listened to this podcast. Then Justin Castro was another young global leader, or whatever that was called. That is a shoot off of the World Economic Forum. And he is actually Fidel Castro's son. They hung out back in the day, and Trudeau looks nothing like Justin. And he looks exactly like Fidel. And Fidel would come up to Canada and hang out with the Trudeaus. Hang out more with a turtle wife and all that. So, yeah. Justin Castro, the woman up in Finland, I believe, also Young Leader Conference or Young Global Leader or whatever that's called, World Economic Forum, a placed leader, not about, as I said before, not in any way a loyalist to the interests of their country, or their country's constitution, their country's foundational documents, it's their country's principles. In fact, their country, if you will, a man without a country. These people are men and women without countries. Instead, the WEF is their country. He does not care how many more people die. He would rather be world economic loyalist, would rather let his theater be the backdrop for whatever, taking a lot of payoffs, I suppose, so that we can continue with our stupid drone war and waste everybody's time and money along with also lies. Because, hey, if you've got 1 million drones, you don't really say you've invaded. Easy to keep, because it's not tanks. Tanks didn't have to. And I want even big airplanes. It's just means of drones. It's drone warfare as a way of waste. Absolute and disgusting military defense contractor profits for nothing. Like, who can kill each other's drones more? I mean, I know there's more damage than that. But that's what he's loyal to. And in the meantime, I can't remember what was, say, maybe 7 months ago, I had mixed up casualty versus fatality. But nonetheless, on the low range, something like 200 or 250,000 Ukrainians were likely dead from the war in a country that's not one-fifth the size of the United States. The United States in the Vietnam War era was closer to 150 or 175 million folks, something like that. And we lost 50,000 people. And that was more than we could stomach properly. I think it was 55,000, actually. And these people, this country, which is much smaller than the United States, and smaller than the United States was there, than just a fraction of the population, even during the Vietnam War, have lost something like four times as many people. Almost all would then be reproductive age men. And Zelensky does not give a shit. So I've told you, these folks who once they've really anybody who is part of the Young Global Leaders Conference should just simply be ineligible for their country's high offices. If you see that, you are seeing a conspiracy for loyalty to something other than when they hold up their hand and they take the oath of loyalty to their country. They're lying. They're lying. They're Manchurian candidates, plain and simple. I just keep trying to tell you, Zelensky is a class A motherfucker. Now, some of the class A motherfuckers are puppets, but the purposes of serving, they're serving, the damage they're doing with their supposed legitimacy where they are, even if we know they're really five rungs down the totem pole of the hierarchy they're actually a part of the org chart that they're actually officially but hidden, down, rather associated with. So, yes, he is not the top of the barrel, but think about that. He isn't the top of the barrel. He is 3 to 5 to 6 rungs down, and yet holding the presidency of a country and saying, "Oh, no elections now. I'm sorry." Okay, yeah. Duly elected dictator then. I got in the office with the money, the backing, the narrative support of the WEF and those powerful billionaires and 100 millionaires that just that organization is stacked with. Yeah, because what's it? Klaus Schwab cares about the individual dominion of Ukraine? No. He has a globalist view in mind. And everybody that they help must have the proper globalist view in mind. So, man, I told you so about Zelensky. I just wish you'd listen earlier. I'm kidding. You probably did. You, sir. You, ma'am, right there. You totally did. I mean, the general populace. And one more time, libertarian, you know how this shit stops? A lot more likely when we assume that we would not pay for it to begin with. But then even if we assume we would pay for it for a while, we keep going, maybe we should stop. Also, want some arms? What? Want some arms subsidies? Want us to hit a nuclear site for you? No, that was Israel. I digress. We'll just hit it for you. And then, you know, it's our cost of weapons and manpower and risk. Yeah, real smart. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth.